You're listening to All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. The family of the cardiac surgeon fatally shot at Brigham and Women's Hospital this week will receive well-wishers at their home in Wellesley this week. Funeral services for Dr. Michael Davidson were held at Temple Beth Elohim in Wellesley this morning. WBUR's Fred Tice was there.
More than 1,000 people were seated, and more stood in the temple. Some wore buttons with Michael Davidson's initials, MJD, in a heart. Six buses had brought people from the Brigham and Women's, and when Rabbi Joel Sissonwine asked all the doctors and caregivers to rise, it seemed as if at least half the room stood. Several colleagues and friends of Davidson spoke, as did Davidson's father, Robert, a well-known cardiologist at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. He spoke of the hopeful flight that he and his wife took to Boston Tuesday after they received news that their son had been shot. Hopeful because Davidson's parents thought when they boarded the plane that he would live.
When he was young, he said he wanted to follow in my footsteps. But where I walked, he ran.
Davidson's mother, Susan, made a poignant reference to her son's chosen profession as a cardiac surgeon. Davidson's widow, Terry Halperin, is a plastic surgeon. She expressed her shock at Davidson's death coming at the hands of a patient's son.
Surgeons are not known for their bedside manner, but Michael had it in spades. That is why the fact that a family, a patient's family member would take Michael away from us makes it all the more devastating.
Halperin and Davidson had an unusual love story. As most people do, Halperin revealed, she and Davidson had rough times in their marriage.
We actually took it one step further and divorced. 2 years later, however, we realized the mistake we'd made.
The couple remarried 5 years ago in the very same sanctuary where Davidson's funeral was held today. Halperin said Davidson was looking forward to the birth of their fourth child, a baby girl, due in April.
He would have said his children were the greatest gifts he's leaving on this earth.
He lives on in the smiles of their three children and their coming baby girl, Halperin said. As the simple pine casket was carried out of the temple, Halperin placed her hand on it, walking by its side. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.